Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What's going on, Skanks? We're so excited to announce that the Legion of Skanks is going out together for the first time ever. Starting this summer, August 10th, 11th, and 12th, we're doing a run of theater shows, starting in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, Boston, Massachusetts, and at the Foxwoods Casino and Resort. Tickets are on sale now at BigJComedy.com or at LewisofSkanks.com.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, hit the fingerless glove, don't bend. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, Legion of Skanks.
Welcome to the
What's up, everybody? Yeah, let's run it back.
One more game.
What is this? Why is the screen so blue?
Ooh,
what is spooky. Happening? What is up with the blue screen? Why do we look like we're ghosts of our former selves?
I could work with that filter.
What was that?
Yeah, I didn't mind that at all. It's the Legion of Skanks podcast, everybody. Weird start. I'm your host, Big J. Okerson. The Skanks are all here, everybody. Of course, we got Davey Smith.
What the fuck is up?
You know him and love him, everybody. It's the reigning defending Ellis Mania champion, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. We're not on live?
No, I don't know, but people are pissing me off.
Why?
Today, left and right.
Good start.
All up the wazoo.
Why is that?
All the live long day.
Well, somehow you're having Paco is ninjing between camera guy and working in Bobby's spot. We got Bobby in pregnancy corner, and Alex is sitting loose. What's happening?
Alex can't fit in pregnancy corner anymore. She's too big.
Is that it? Pregnancy corner's too small?
Boys are practicing for what they're going to do without me.
This is what they do without you?
Wait, yeah. So
it was
you're telling
dumb
me
Alex that held it all together?
Alex. In your last week before maternity leave, you're just practicing maternity leave?
I'm taking notes today. I'm helping them with that end of things.
Alex, you love every time they fuck up today for sure. Like you're stoked every time they fuck up.
I don't want to say that, but I'm, I'm interested to see how it's going to go.
That's bitchy.
Paco, I need you to put a pillow under your stomach because I need you to do the job that Alex does as pregnant.
Yeah, that's got to be. I get where Alex is coming from. When I was in the 10th grade, I got kicked off my basketball team because I wasn't going to class. And so they kicked me off because I was on academic probation. And I showed up to every game and I pretended to be rooting for them. But inside, I was rooting for them to lose every single game just because it would make me feel better if they lost because I wasn't there.
Yeah.
But it's a weird thing to inside be like furiously rooting against your own friends, but then have to still clap when they scored.
After they lost, though, you got to be like, at least I'm the glue. I'm the glue.
You know? She goes, guys, I probably could have made the difference. That sucks, though.
Yeah. Let me introduce our guests, everybody. We have two amazing guests today rejoining us on the show. A favorite over here from the Only Feehans podcast. Make some noise for the hilarious Karen Feehan, everybody. Is this your first time on the show?
It is my first time.
Ever. First time on the show, everybody. Yeah. How is that possible? Well, he's been in L.A. for so long, everybody.
We invited him. He just keeps on getting lost.
Fair. Yeah.
I was actually outside the door. I thought I was on the show the whole time.
From the Josh Potter Show, everybody. Of course, it's Josh Potter, everyone.
Thanks for having me, dude.
Thanks for doing it. Yeah, Josh's vision is horrible. He drove me and Fenoya home once in Buffalo, and we almost an old black woman had to roll across her own hood to get out of the street.
Like a stuntman.
It was nuts.
I've almost killed.
And he was like, oops.
There's a lot of headliners that could be not doing theaters today. If
And you had a monster of a car, too.
Yeah. I had a, what was the hell was it called? Monte Carlo.
Big Carlo. Just dominating the road with fuck only knows prescription glasses. But it's something that shouldn't be behind the wheel of a car. And a black
His windshield was a magnifying glass.
A black lady was getting in her door, like with their, you know, her driver's side was in the street.
Yeah.
And we were coming down the street and we're like, Josh. And Josh. This lady had to roll across the hood of her own car to get out of the street.
Josh does have glasses like he should be being cross-examined by Joe Pesci.
Is gay blind Mike here? You should put his glasses on and see if it changes gay blind Mike's
life. I wonder who's more blind between him and I.
I don't know. Do you have the thing? We found out with gay blind Mike, if you take a flash picture of his eyes, they come out crazy colors because he has no fronts of his eyes, I guess.
Yeah, this eye, I have no lens. So it looks insane. It looks like a White Walker eye.
Yeah, that's so nutty.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's cute. You're like a little
Thank
hamster.
You. There's like a dog. Yeah, like I've seen
yeah,
a
no,
dog
it's, it is like an
way.
Old like an old dog.
Yes, exactly.
Like we're but cute. Yeah, you're right. I understand that.
Yeah, that's
like, I don't
what
want to touch
tell
it.
Me.
Yeah,
like if somebody adopts you, they've done a pretty cool thing.
Yeah. Hey, look at you. That's how it's girls like, that sleep with me are. It's like. Oh, they
good
they,
Samaritan.
Yeah. Hey, oh, you slept with that
cool.
guy. Good for you. Look
pretty
at you.
Damn cool.
Yeah, we used to love him when he was young. We're gonna put him down soon.
Please God.
Every time you wake up, does your girlfriend think that a zombie has taken over your body?
It's like, a tough tell. Yeah.
Like your eye opens up, but then it has another opening that goes down like a lizard.
He has to sleep with like, money in his hand, so when he wakes lenses. Up, he just That's gives a- her cash. He's like, it's okay, I'm rich.
It's like how the aliens in Men in Black are identified. You know, I have to blink with two eyelids.
Yeah. This is getting sad for the audience for some reason.
Sorry, guys.
I know, I had three more, but then I felt bad. I was like, crowd's starting to lose steam on it.
I guess don't come watch
say,
my act then. You
I was going to say, Josh has the eyes of, did you ever see the please don't smoke zombie on Canadian cigarettes?
No, but that's hilarious.
If they find it, you'll see. Josh eyes. But we're all just going to go, aw.
Aww,
it's amazing how
at
much
least make
meaner.
Me awe.
Yeah, like it gets so much meaner if it doesn't hit with the audience.
Right.
Like if you just cracked up.
You're like,
all
nice
that,
eyes, like... dickhead. I don't mean. I'm sorry.
Being blind is the one handicap that no one gives a shit if you.
But you're not really blind.
Make fun of it. Right. No, that's. I'm just. I am like this whole side is dead. So Karen, I don't even get to see her.
Stoic.
I'm like
Karen's completely naked right now.
I know, right?
I'm so flat chested. I don't think you would pick it up in your peripheral anyway.
What's up? I'm like, what's up, Lewis? Oh, it's Karen.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, look at that. You do look like that, Josh. If you could only see that.
I wish I could. I could laugh along with you. I can't tell what's up there.
Oh, it's a goodie.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, take my word for it.
What a reference.
It's a girl. She's got
good pull.
Her teeth are terrible, not like you.
Dude,
you have good teeth.
Canadian cigarettes turn you into a vampire?
They do.
A
they
zombie.
Are dog
zombie
shit.
Is what I was going
a zombie,
for.
Yeah,
thanks,
yeah, for
Jack.
Sure.
So do Marlboro Lights, it turns out.
All right.
Yeah, they have the most disturbing those things in Canada. It's like a blue baby, and it's like crazy shit.
They do that in Europe, too. They put like, here's a bloody neck hole or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
but there. They still have less taxes on the cigarettes than New York City. Yeah. So if you're a smoker from here, you're like, whatever, I'll take it.
I just like the horror category. So it's like every time I get a pack of cigarettes, I'm like, this is fucking dope, man. Badass.
Yeah, they're kind of like, it's like going to a metal concert.
It is. It's very metal.
Merch. Yeah.
Watching dead fetuses on your cigarette pack every time.
I know it's our first show of a very fantastic month here. It's Women's History Month. I'm sure you know, Karen.
Now, come on. It's the only month that makes you think maybe the blacks do deserve a month.
I don't know. My OnlyFans always takes a hit this month. Bitches are whining. Asking for shit. Their boyfriends are paying for stuff.
It's Women's History Month. You have to. We have a little video package, gang. Alex, good day to let
Woman.
Everybody else take over.
Is that Chris Rock?
That's our montage.
That wasn't bad.
So good.
You made the montage, Karen.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
That's how so little jealous. Women have accomplished. So you're one of the top six.
You're the Mount Rushmore of women's history.
Thank you for including me, you guys.
We have so many fun games to play.
Oh, and I have bones to pick with the staff.
Sure. Ooh, you want to pick some bones?
I have some bones to pick.
Pick a bone.
Pick a bone.
Number one, Alex had a fucking baby shower this weekend and did not invite any of us.
Only girls were invited. I went and I got this. Ha ha, fuck you guys.
Was there.
It was fucking lit.
You got flabby underarms there?
Man, you had to have fucked each other to say some
shit
like that.
Don't touch my fat, you whore.
You're so fat on the sides.
I'm getting there. It's coming back.
You're like before you make cookies. You're batter.
You're batter?
Yeah.
He'll batter. All
right. That was a good joke, but it also exposed what an awful cook Karen is. It's like, you know, before you make cookies.
You look like cookie befores. You're built like pre-cookies.
You know, there's cookies, and then there's whatever cookies are before they're cookies.
You know, you put them in the hot thing.
That hot box, and you make the before cookies.
Guys, I handle it.
I feel like the voice you're doing is hotter than I am.
Yeah. Your real voice is like, hey, I'm Karen.
You look like pre-cookies. You look like before cookies.
It's just Josh Adam Myers.
There's only four voices on this show.
Lewis, this first thing I wanted to show you, I sent this earlier to Bobby.
Wait, I thought you were picking a bone.
Oh, yeah, the bone. Yes.
Yeah, I feel like there's still some meat on that bone.
There's some bone.
Baby showers are traditionally like a girls-only party. We didn't
so
have any men there.
So why would we throw you a baby shower last week then, bitch?
I appreciated that. God. I just didn't.
Alex is Italian. They throw a whole.
My own
it's
father
a thing.
Wasn't there.
I met so many Italian women.
My own father wasn't there. My whole life. Stop bragging.
It was one of the best parties I've ever been to.
It was a good baby shower.
Yeah, me and Corinne Fisher tied for one of the games. We were real competitive.
Biggest whore at the party.
Hey, Lewis. Hey.
Well, guess who got the bracelet? Yeah. Suck on that, Fisher.
Like. That you guys
I
tied.
Guess Christine didn't enter.
She wanted to.
Damn.
The food was dynamite. I had lamb. Fucking, lamb. I had so much dessert. There was so much dessert. You have no idea. Look at you.
I'm so mad right now.
Yeah, you're sweating.
Alex, really, you did nothing for us. You bought pink streamers with our money.
I didn't think you'd want to be invited to a women's only party.
It sounds like heaven. Sounds like heaven, dessert and pussy everywhere.
No. None of us.
All shapes and sizes. I saw the pictures. There was hot ones. There was old ones. There was fat ones. There was young ones. It was a goddamn fucking party, doggy.
It was the best.
We would have crushed it there.
B-Rod flew in, made Alex cry. Nerd.
Becky flew in just for the occasion.
Oh, that made Alex cry?
It was. Yeah, I wasn't expecting it.
Aww. Remember when Becky said on the show that she didn't want to be your friend?
I do.
Years ago?
Vividly.
I'll never forget that, Becky. I'll never forget that. It was one of the weirdest things ever.
Hey, Becky, can I tell you something? You should have stuck to your guns.
Do you remember that where Alex was
Why do they always come back, Dave?
It was during the Intern Olympics, and we asked Alex, we were like, hey, it was just a question part of it. We were like, what are one of the things that you enjoy about being on the Intern Olympics? And she was like, you know what? I just really like being friends with Becky. I want to spend more time with her. And then Becky was like, I don't want to spend more time with you.
Oh, and then they became great friends. Yeah.
Didn't it like happen in your car or something like that?
It was live on air.
It was on air.
Oh, I thought you were like, I don't need any more friends.
Yeah. Becky said, I don't
Becky's
need
like,
more
I live in a van. You can't come over.
It would have been so easy for Becky to just lie.
Like, yeah, of course.
And say, yeah, I'd love
we should get to know each other.
And then just don't answer your phone. But she was like, no, I'm going to take this opportunity to make it very clear.
Yeah, it's what I call a robot because it's just blatant honesty.
So how did Alex break her spirit?
By getting pregnant by Harrington. Her own spirit was broken. Oh, you mean Becky's spirit?
Yeah.
They grew together over time, and now look.
I broke her down. She's now one of my best friends.
I was really jealous that she made Alex cry. I wanted to make Alex cry.
I made Alex cry.
Lewis makes Alex cry weekly.
I'll make you cry right now. Alex, you're fired while you're pregnant.
Alex makes Bobby cry, or Lewis makes Bobby cry a lot.
Bobby cries over nothing. What am I supposed to do?
You cry over nothing, Lewis.
When's the last time I fucking cried?
Yo, I know. I know Lewis has cried in front of you a bunch, hasn't he? Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, we were out of Coke.
We were both, to be fair, we were both crying.
We were fucking crying at
Target. Where's the coke?
One of us was crying and sucking a dick, though. It wasn't me.
You know which
one. It was
one.
Me. Yeah.
It's still tough.
You know which one.
I was waiting for you to specify, but all right. Yeah. That's good.
Is that all your bones?
And then Jake's pissing me off today.
Why?
What'd Jake do?
Because he brought me one too few shots?
No blunt. Where's Jake?
Jake's right here.
He's over there.
All right, so Jake's done three things that have pissed me off so far today.
What, not getting one of my shots?
Four things.
Yep.
He didn't get one of Jay's shots.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Jake's very comfortable. He's getting very, very comfortable, okay? Number two.
Loose as a goose, I'd say.
He didn't bring a blunt, so we're not.
You know, Jake, you know that Lewis loves blunts and hates comfort.
So number three, as I'm coming in, I play a nice little gag on those girls coming in. So I pretend to be the bouncer. It's a little Luis J. Gomez classic. I'm like, hey, ladies.
You stole it from Vinnie Brand?
No, I didn't steal anything. Listen, I go, hey, ladies, just so you know, two forms of picture ID tonight, two forms
and they
of
went,
picture
and,
ID.
And it's kind of a joke on you because the ladies go, oh, obviously this is your station in life. So, yes, let me show you two forms of ID.
Well, no, nobody has two forms of picture ID. That's crazy, right? So they all start looking at each other. It's a little gag, and then I walk away. It's hilarious. Fuckface Jake comes over thinking he's a part of anything.
I've just been calling him Jake. Fuckface Jake?
Yes, Fuckface Jake. I go two forms of picture ID, and he goes to this group of girls. He was like, yeah, OnlyFans counts. And I was like, fuck you, Jake. Get out of my gag.
What does that mean? You're so mad
he thought of it and you didn't.
No, dude. That stinks. It stunk. Those girls weren't even coming to this show. He's sexually harassing some random bitches. He's
Lewis,
not a comic.
How dare you,
how would only
Lewis? Lewis, I hope to God they had OnlyFans. You would have loved that.
Dougie, whatever. And then last but not least, I come in. I was like, oh, we should play a game between Paco and Jake, who gets to bang Karen. And then Jake's like, my girlfriend's way hotter than Karen. And he said it right
wow,
to the, as
Karen.
He made eye contact with Karen. Yeah. He said that. I was like, what are you doing? I was like, just
Jacob, goddammit, we got to see a picture of this girlfriend immediately.
Love you, babe.
Hey,
love
listen.
I got to tell you. I got to say.
Is that like the Michael B. Jordan challenge? You're just trying to get your girlfriend to see what she says about, you know, Karen?
Lewis will be mean, but I'll tell you.
Fuckface Jake. We're going to need to see that picture.
Fuckface Jacob.
I'm just
your girlfriend, please.
Yo, Mr. Jake, that's my father. Call me Fuckface.
He's just.
You can show me your butthole because I've seen both.
He's bugging me tonight. What do you want me to say? Jake, stop fucking bugging me.
No, this is not going to bug me. I'll tell you if there's a fight here.
Jake's the dab guy.
Pull the girlfriend up.
His girlfriend's an innocent in this, though.
I'm not going to throw him.
We're not going to put her like out publicly.
I'm going to look. Put her out publicly. Let's go.
We can't dox her all the way. She has a real good job.
Look at him.
Oh, that's why he thinks she's hot.
He just brags nonstop. Jake's pissing me off tonight.
He's going through that Instagram deep, by the way. He's scrolling.
Hang
He's not,
on. Hang on.
You know,
he didn't
do okay.
First picture there.
I think I do okay.
Yeah.
Jake,
she's not hotter than Karen.
She's black.
First of all, that is the
slow
first.
Down, slow down, slow first, down, slow down.
That's the first mind blow I'm trying to get over.
What are we even?
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Hotter than Karen?
What are we even doing
I
here?
I took a look at the picture, and I'm trying to pretend I saw anything other than that fact.
She's hot. She looks like thin Chaka Khan.
That's hot.
People on the streets stop us and say that in Harlem.
She looks like thin Chaka Khan.
Is Chaka Khan fat?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
well, she's tiny, but she's like, you know, she's big, yeah.
She's 4'11", about a Bill 15, Bill 20.
Well,
Bill
you don't 15. Have to tell us.
She's hot, without
no, she's
a doubt.
Hot. She's
that
hot.
Was, by the way, that was seeing your black girlfriend and then hearing you say a Bill
Karen's
15
hot,
was
though.
The first time I really heard Wigger in Jake.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even pick
I
up
I was
on
not
that.
Expecting a black girlfriend. Our minds were blown.
He's like, yeah, she got that fat ass.
It does make sense now. I mean, not knowing.
Where's her nudes, Jacob?
Where's the nudes, dude?
She's hot, dude. Can I pose one question?
She might be hotter than Karen.
She's pretty. Is that her?
Yeah, she's pretty.
She is pretty.
Uh-oh.
Thank you. Thank you.
How old is she?
Yeah, she's 25. I'm 31.
Yeah.
Oh,
hotter
wow.
than Karen.
God damn it, Karen.
I'm sorry.
Karen's the fight.
I'm not lying to you guys.
It's a fight. Look, at first. By the way, you picked not a great picture. All these other pictures are better.
You
it's just your Facebook, you know.
Can I ask a question?
What?
Have we seen any proof of coupledom?
That is true.
Not a one. We scrolled through a bunch of pictures of her.
Can you pull back and see what website we're on?
We're Facebook official. Yeah, hey. It's okay, guys.
Fatblackass.com.
Oh, it's FUBU.net.
Hey.
I'm not lying.
Is that the fucking brick room you keep her in?
I mean, these are pretty.
What is she? What does
these
she
are
want?
Pretty stock photo-y, I mean, for being well, honest.
Show me one picture of the two of you together.
We want penetration, though. We want real.
Post show.
Why would a black chick ever want a redheaded Legion of Skanks fan with a Grateful Dead pendant on his neck?
If you show us your homemade porn,
I got game.
If you show us your homemade porn, we'll believe you.
There's us on Valentine's Day, pretty recent, you know.
That was my stance on
Fugo de Chow. I don't fuck around.
Oh shit.
Nah, dude, she was a ring girl at some fights, and you asked for a picture.
I'm gonna go get Alex's Starbucks. It's cold.
Ooh, what? I have a Starbucks
I'm on a
coming
mission,
too.
Lewis.
Go get the Starbucks, dude. Just don't piss me off.
Yes, sir. Starbucks coming off.
Process.
All right. Just ask his girlfriend to do it. What do you think she's doing?
She's working at that Starbucks.
Oh.
she's part of the ladder. Don't worry.
She's trying to raise her kids. trying to raise these motherfucking kids.
Benefits kicking right away at Starbucks.
Jake, why you my job, motherfucker?
Have we finished the segment where Lewis...
Jake, why you let them white boys talking that shit about you? Motherfucker sounds like Shaka Khan. Them white folks don't know who the fuck Shaka Khan is.
Stand up for yourself. Goddamn.
Goddamn, Lewis talking about you talking all that shit. Fuck that white bitch. Freckly ass white bitch.
Dude, Jake's girlfriend's a new character.
Jake, you run around getting them motherfuckers booze and shit. Getting water.
You giving them my weed.
What are you, Gunga Din? That's my weed, motherfucker.
No, maybe she's more supportive. She's like, I believe in you, baby.
She hates it.
No,
she hates his racist podcast.
She's like, you're smarter than that Puerto Rican.
He's not, babe. Maybe she's trying. Funny.
Do you think she even knows?
She's dating him? Yeah. No. No. She's like, we're together now. She's like, okay.
I don't know. Maybe he has a lot of girls. I mean, like he says, he has game.
Yeah, maybe.
Jake has game?
He's got a lot of weed.
I don't know.
He complained recently about it. He's like, hey, man, is there any way you guys can like buy your own weed? And I was like, why are you here?
Really? You said that? Can you buy your own weed?
What point are you being here?
That does seem like a completely reasonable complaint.
No, it's a definitely reasonable complaint. I bring weed every week. You never bring weed?
Yeah, but I keep it in my pocket and smoke everyone else's. But in case somebody doesn't have weed, I have weed on me. I'm not crazy.
Good, good.
I will say, when I got here, I did bring my own weed. And he goes, I got your dabs. Anytime you want. Every 10 minutes, you let me know.
Jake, we love a dab right now.
He hasn't had a dab yet.
Nope.
Sorry to like throw your intern.
Fucking assholes right now. Lewis, is that your bones?
You got any more bones to pick?
Anything with Tom? Bobby? Paco?
Just do everyone. Start doing a real festival.
No, that's all
thing.
My bones. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for my bones.
Lewis's bones, everybody.
Lewis's Bones, a new segment on the show.
And then we close it up by going, Bones are picked.
Bones are picked, guys. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank SheathUnderwear.com, one of the amazing sponsors here on the Legion of Skanks podcast, the underwear of legends. I exclusively wear Sheath underwear. The amazing styles, amazing fabrics, the way they feel, the way they make me feel. I can tell you right now, there's not a better underwear in the world.
And right now, you find out, if you tackle Lewis anywhere you see him in the world, hike up his underwear and see that it's not Sheath, you get free passes to Skankfest.
Goddamn right. If I'm not wearing Sheath underwear at any given point, and you could point that out on my body, free passes to Skankfest at any given point. You could be out with my family.
With aggressive physical action, without speaking words. Just a pure on, try to grab his underwear attack.
But just know going in, if you pants Lewis and he is wearing Sheath underwear, you're going to feel like an asshole.
Oh, I'm calling the cops on you.
Apologize and walk away.
If I'm wearing Sheath underwear, I'm having you arrested for assaulting me.
You just ruined his... He's going to be like, well, you are the...
Look, I'll tell you right now, they have an amazing, amazing line of products. Go to SheathUnderwear.com, check out what they have. What really makes them great is their dual pouch technology, which separates your dick and balls. It makes you look like a goddamn underwear model. Go check out
what
they
got. I like the moisture wicking. Because I'm really moist.
You are a moist guy, dude. Your dick's so wet all the time.
Yo, I keep it mad moist down there. Dude.
Right now, go to SheathUnderwear.com. They've been a loyal sponsor of this podcast for 3 years, and they make the greatest underwear that's ever been made. When you check out, use the promo code SKANKS. You're going to save 20% off your entire order. Quick customer service, fast turnaround, SheathUnderwear.com, promo code SKANKS. All right, where were we?
Am I allowed to smoke a cigarette as well? Is that
okay? Dude.
Yeah, of course. Okay, thank you. I just wanted to
ask. It's a nice feeling when it's 8:30 p.m. and you already have all your bones picked.
Bones are dude.
The rest of the night is yours.
Pick my bones
everything
dry.
Else now is, everything else is just fucking whipped cream. I wanted to show Lewis this so bad.
Please.
In the... Honor. Do you have that video, Bobby?
You don't want to show me?
Well, this is great. Well, this
is very...
Oh,
can I just say before you show me that? I'm sorry. I started with a new therapist, and I'm leaving her.
Yeah.
Why? Already.
How many sessions?
She yawned twice in our first session.
Oh, mine fell asleep.
Dude, of all the things...
Mine fell asleep in front of me in person.
Of all the things a therapist would do to Lewis, I would never imagine one of them would be yawn.
That shows you're making progress.
I'd imagine if a therapist caught Lewis, they would go, this is my masterpiece. Like, yeah. This is what I've been waiting for my entire career.
I can't believe
career.
That. Yeah. Dude, mine fell asleep on me, and then when I woke her up because I thought she was having a stroke, she was like, oh, that's not your fault. I go, I didn't think it was my fault.
I like Dave's masterpiece.
Jay, your stories go on for a while sometimes.
Maybe.
How great is it, Lewis?
But I mean, I was in the middle of a real one. I was like, I just worry that I hope leaving when my daughter was 12 doesn't. Hey. I go, are you all right? She's like, I'm so sorry. I didn't sleep well last
and
night.
Their first
are you
thing,
kidding? You're admitting it? I thought, just say you had a stroke.
And her first comment was, it's not your fault. Yes. She just went right into Goodwill Hunting on you. Yep. Like, that was, she goes, I'm going to the therapist ace card.
Yeah.
Well, somebody else told me fault. That, what like, happened? Therapist will, because it's very rude if they, like, look, if they check their time, like, that bothers me a little too. Like, it's like, just do it. So they'll put a clock behind your head while you're like, in their office, and that's a trick that they do. So
my therapist just has an episode
too.
Of Seinfeld going behind my head.
Oh, really?
It's like,
two my episodes, 45 minutes, Crush. Here we go.
We just play Words with Friends together.
No, dude, this bitch yawned, and her name was Manboob. I'm never going back to her.
Oh, fuck that. Dolores Manboob?
Am I boring you, Dr. Manboob?
Yeah, that was crazy. That lady, she couldn't believe, she was hitting me up. She was like, sorry about that. I really hope you do come again. I'm like, I won't be.
Oh, my Lord.
Your mind. Well, Lewis, this thing I wanted to show you. You know, I love always your move of masturbating to the scenes of pornography while you listen to the audio of the girl who is now out of pornography saying why that was the biggest nightmare of her life. I love it.
Classical music in the back.
I co-sign it. I think it's fantastic. This video compilation, the geniuses over at E-Fucked.
Jay's my porn guarantor.
Yeah. I co-sign it, dude. If you go down for that, I'm going down for it too, because I think it's awesome. This person, the geniuses over at E-Fuck took your idea and put it to a new level.
Please.
This is a video of girls talking about how female porn stars talking about the empowerment of pornography and how it makes them feel like stronger as women and whatever, while showing videos of them getting... Just put it on. Put the video on. It's great.
I didn't know I was going to come here tonight.
Volume loud.
As a very empowered, strong woman.
Yeah.
Oh, is she?
And I think that it's extremely liberating and it's extremely powerful. I feel very empowered. I'm a very strong woman.
Fucking step on me.
Let's go.
Oh, that's hot as fuck, bro.
That's a good move. The foot on the head's a hot move. You're right.
It feels so powerful.
She's awesome.
That is powerful.
She's the best at this.
Look.
She's nothing
but extremely liberating.
Oh, shit. It's liberating.
Did she have
look
a
how liberated
time,
she is. She's a urinal.
Crack up at that too.
Oh, there's more.
My girl, Abella Danger.
Women empowerment.
Her body's crazy.
Some people you gotta.
Just kind of like been like super like women empowerment.
You have like a real sense of female empowerment.
To a point, I feel it. It's actually why I got in the industry.
Dude, I'm getting hard right now.
Who's not?
It's just a piss cum bowl they're putting her head over.
like a dirty boot.
She's like, I think I'm a pretty strong woman. Wait,
this
being
is
honest.
Still this is still more respectable than stand-up comedy.
It's helping me get over.
Like a piece of shit yet?
Girl, watch a fucking.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. When I watched this earlier, I was worried about her ear.
I'm impressed how much she does with a shoe.
Let's see. Educating and making more of a difference.
Girls in business are definitely more empowered.
Dude, saying your power while someone's peeing in your mouth is the funniest thing in the world.
Keep it in.
Jay, can I say?
Yes.
Pause this. Nowhere near as great and jerkable as what I did.
I didn't say it's
no,
as jerkable.
I
said they just took it to the next level is what I said, which is true.
I'm just saying.
It seems it's a very different thing.
Louis, this is homage to you. I'm not challenging you.
No, but it's not.
How are you receiving this?
No, because Louis's thing is that they're regretting it.
Mine's pure genius, and I've spread joy throughout the world.
Oh. But Dave, this is delusional behavior. They're like,
I'm not arguing with that.
This makes me one of this. I like to be the charge and the head of feminism. Lewis and then they show like they're like just licking a dude's ass.
But it's like the polar opposite of what Lewis's thing is. Lewis's thing is them being real and admitting that they fucking hated a lot of this
and that
shit.
Rules and that's and hot as hell.
This is
like
them
Lana
in denial.
Lana Rhodes is a good example.
Yes, no, that I specifically went and felt like Lana Rhodes, her talking about the whole pissing and vomiting and the thing. Yeah, found it. Yeah. Hot.
Of course.
By the way, you couldn't even, if one of these bitches was like in an interview and was just saying, I really like being degraded, I couldn't even argue with that. It's like, hey, if that's what you like, but sit here and be like, it's so empowering.
Louis,
if I may,
you know, by the way, the porn gods have already put together the video of her talking about that scene.
Yeah, of course.
With the scene,
if I may, though, Louis's is drama, Jay's is comedy. I mean, anything saying anything like...
No. Mine is dramedy.
Yours is drama. Yours is like...
No, Louis
compelling.
Louis is going for pure sexuality and the stroke.
I'd consider
mine is
Louis
more of a laugh for the
yes,
with the
that
group.
One where
yes.
They're saying
Louis
something
is,
serious followed by that sound is every that's always
mine
good.
Is about,
that is I'll grant you that's comedy. Yeah. Anything with that sound.
Yeah,
but Louis is really working on a docuseries.
No, it's like making a murder.
Mine is about passion.
Bow to Lewis's crazy jerk thing. I think it's the best. I make him tell it to everyone we meet.
Yeah, I told it on stage, remember?
In Boston, yeah. I had him told on stage.
They loved it.
And I just go, and while he's telling it, I'm just next to him going like, it's brilliant. It's fucking so brilliant. This guy, man.
What do you jerk off to, Josh? You got to jerk off some crazy shit, dude.
I really am very...
It can't be anything too bright when you have to put it so close to your face.
I'm very white bread because, we can't get too detailed.
He's got to have 16K technology.
I'm gay. I like girl shit. It's sad. It's
girl,
like
girl?
In eighth grade.
That is the gayest thing I've ever heard.
Exactly.
It's weird because it technically should be the least gay thing, but it's
not.
So gay.
It's the most gay.
You guys just hate watching women come. You're like, ugh, stop with this fake.
Love watching women come at the hands of a monster cock.
I don't want to watch women come. I want to watch them be empowered.
Yeah. I want a guy to empower her asshole.
Yeah. What's her name? Adriana Cheche, who like broke her spine in 5 places.
falling. Not from getting triple fucked in the ass, by the way.
No, but she had like damage.
Yeah, she had like a precursor injury from being pile driven.
Yeah.
I think she's at least 2, if not 3 dicks in the ass.
Yeah.
Wow.
That girl, Adriana Cechik. She's like, by the way, she sounds like she's a foreign beauty. I think she's like from Jersey or something.
Yeah, she's from around here.
Tom, is it you? Somebody, Tom. Knows.
That's actually like if you have brain damage, turn it into an accent, you know? Work with it.
What is it, Tom? Oh, so somebody like
Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
because they just pick their fucking names. Obviously, you're going to pick something exotic and hot. You're not going to pick fucking whatever her real shit.
But does she talk with an accent or does she just talk normal?
Her name's like Barbara.
No, yeah.
But she talks in porn?
No,
I've never heard her
talk. She's not pretending to be a fucking Russian bitch.
I don't know. I've never listened to her talk.
No, yeah, she never talks in an accent. She talks like a girl.
Okay, just regular, yeah.
Yeah, regular whore.
Because you don't have to have such a foreign name, then. Abella Danger is just like, you know, that's obviously not her name, but it's...
Yeah, but that sounds Italian. It's like, Abella Danger, you know what I mean?
She half hosted the AVNs I went to. Yeah.
Her and Matt Wright,
She's super Jersey.
She has a hot black lawyer boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit. Yeah.
She's going to law school also, believe it or not.
Abella Danger?
Yes.
Hilarious.
Why wouldn't she?
If you can afford it, hey, it's a real...
She can afford it.
What's that, Legally Blonde?
Yeah, she took the bar and shoved it into her asshole.
She passed the bar and goes,
passed it.
Fucking deep-throated it. Deep-eat it.
I fucked it.
I took 4 bars at the same time.
Give me all your bars. I passed 4 bars at once. I'm now barred in California, New York, Chicago, and Miami. I'm barred all up, dude.
Dude, wasn't there a chick? I just
wait. Play that video back on one more time. There's one more person, I think, which might also have funny things.
Humiliated. Great. Be empowered. Be fast. Be empowered.
Oh. I like that.
Oh, no,
I'm able to.
You can already tell she's
vapid.
Yeah.
Tell me what you are.
Is her head in an air fryer?
It's a garbage
can. What was going on, dude?
A lot of pee.
Oh, swallowed it. Oh, what a pig.
By the way, pause.
Oh, I'd marry
go back,
her.
Go back.
What a hot pig. Yuck.
By the way, go back. She has the fucking hang in there cat poster behind her. Like she's working in a fucking cubicle. Hang in there.
It looks like a scene out of The Office at first.
Her eyes are very dead.
Yeah, well, they're just go different directions. They're not even cross-eyed.
She's hot, dude. You see how much piss she just swallowed?
Everybody's been hot. Yeah,
the
so
girl's,
much pee, though.
The girl's a bottomless toilet of piss, for sure. Go play it.
Oh,
I'm
my
sorry.
God, dude. What, so when she pees, is she peeing pee? What is she peeing?
One girl?
Is it double pee?
Oh, probably.
I heard this.
How much pee is inside of this bitch?
She was like, I gotta go piss. Not my piss. Hang on. Suck that guy's asshole. Empowering.
I heard this one girl say she got strep throat 3 times because she kept eating assholes. And I was like...
You get strep throat from eating assholes?
That's not
no.
strep throat. That's E. coli.
Maybe take a break.
Or get your tonsils out. Yeah, that's like get your tonsils out or stop chugging cock.
I don't think you get strep throat from eating assholes. That's I think like, you get pink throat.
Yeah, that's like foot and mouth disease like, or something like that.
Did she mean to say stretched throat? Like, she's just retarded.
God bless.
You can't get strep throat from eating ass. What can you get from eating ass? Because I'll eat
ass. Hepatitis for sure.
No.
Some sort of food poisoning.
You can get hepatitis from eating ass.
You're a gross little.
No. What if they have hepatitis?
Yes. What? You think you just conjure it up between the chemical compound of her shit and your spit makes hepatitis?
No, that's what I'm saying. So
Lewis
no, you have
a
to
sexual
first,
warthog.
First of all, you'd have to be eating a girl's ass who had hepatitis.
Yes.
What type of animal are you eating your ass?
Pamela Anderson, dude.
There you go. Good example.
Rimming can transmit bacteria like E. coli.
Yeah.
And Shigella. Viruses like hepatitis A and various kinds of intestinal parasites. So there's risks to it.
Of course. But I go, there's a risk to it. But there's, have at it, man.
Get in there, dog.
She goes, it is risky, but it's so empowering. If you can get past those risks.
You just brush your teeth after, you know? You could be civilized about it all. You know?
Get a little chloroseptic in there.
You could be sanitary about everything.
You'll be fine.
No, I'm worried about my hepatitis.
You are. Just get tested.
Do you prefer eating ass or getting your ass eaten?
No, I've only had a couple of girls eat my ass, and well, those girls, they're dead now. So
they died from hepatitis and E. coli.
A crazy cocktail of E. coli and hepatitis A. And some stomach parasites.
Hepatitis ass. I don't want a girl to eat my ass. I feel bad if a girl has to eat my ass. That's crazy.
Would you have a girl eat your ass? Why would she have to?
I wouldn't have one that I cared about do it. Yeah. That's for sure.
Oh,
sorry.
That's just because your brown eye is better looking than your regular eyes.
Yeah, that's my real. That's the one I can see the best.
Yeah. All right, real quick, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. Longtime sponsor of the show. They make incredible Delta 8 THC products that get you incredibly, incredibly high.
Yes, good microphone,
Whoa.
Lewis.
Hey.
Talk into the mic, why don't you? Podcast much, idiot?
What did I do? What are you giving me shit for, Delta
I don't
player?
Know. It's just Women's History Month. That's
you're
bumming
fucking,
me out.
Yeah, why are you all edgy right now, dude?
Because women's history was great. Sucks now. No means no. Do you know that, Lewis?
Well, you've been alive for 600 years, so you've been through a lot of women's history.
I remember a better time.
Yeah.
Sure, their legs were hairy, but they shut up when you told them to shut up. Sure, they were large, buxom women, but they knew to shut up when you said shut up.
Well, look, right now, I can tell you're a little bit bummed out.
If one went missing, no one goes looking.
I know you're a little bit bummed out, and if you want to be less bummed out, get high with some YoDelta, Delta 8 THC. They have a mix of gummies and vapes that get shipped right to your door.
The only thing.
It's already cheap, and it's super, super potent, so why not?
Do you know girls will take your money and then not have sex with you? Did you know that now?
Go to YoDelta.com. Use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your already affordable order.
Women's history, my dick. My vampire dead dick.
YoDelta.com. All right, where were we?
Lewis, what are these things you want to get into? I love the first thing.
I love all things. What's the first thing? Let's see. Women's History Month?
Yeah.
Well, this has all been a part of Women's History Month.
We're celebrating women. We're celebrating women tonight.
No, I know. First, we bestow the empowerment of pornography.
And I like how unlike Black History Month, on Women's History Month, we don't even have to pretend that they invented a few things.
They invented some shit.
They did.
No, they didn't.
Lifetime Channel.
Bitching.
I bet a man did.
Spanx.
I bet a man made that.
I bet probably because it's about women getting hit, so maybe.
Pantyhose?
Yeah, oven mitts.
These are all torture devices.
Slippers.
Hair rollers.
Yeah, hairpins.
I bet a woman blush. Invented a vibrator.
Men, I bet 90% of these things.
No,
were invented
man, man definitely made vibrator. I bet for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, they called it like a medical device. Man. Wasn't it like a medical device?
darn it.
Oh, you have cramps? Here's
yeah,
this.
Yeah, they would masturbate you. Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm pretty sure it's a dude.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, it was some fucking some female scientist. It was one of those things that separate like blood and
centrifuge.
She rubbed her clit up against it.
She goes, okay.
It was like, ooh, okay.
Better than the dryer.
That plasma is making me feel.
Yeah, I used to sit in the washing machine, but this is much more direct clit.
Dr. Joseph Mortimer Granville. He invented the vibrator in the 1880s. Yeah. Who was it powered by?
Small Dick Joe over here.
What the hell?
He had to like, it was like a vibrator, then he had to have a kite fishing for electricity in the sky.
It's a key tied to a vibrator. Yeah.
What like the fuck did bill. They power in 18? Hold on, wait a minute. When did they invent electricity?
It was before
The guy would have to run on a wheel while he was dildoing you. It was pretty crazy.
Got to work out and fucked you.
Pretty nuts.
He's on a bike.
You need like the whole family to do it.
There was no dependable source of electricity for experiments. Finally, in 1800, Alessandro Volta, an Italian scientist, made a great discovery. He soaked paper in salt water, placed zinc and copper on opposite sides of paper, and watched the chemical reaction produce an electrical current. And that's the only way to make Karen come.
Yeah, we got the electrical Karen.
Yes, the electrical Karen.
Dial it back and don't make her shit.
Oh, she's shitting. Oh, she's coming.
Oh, okay, too much. There.
You
too
know
much.
You ordered.
Coming and
you
shitting.
You know what you came for.
Dial this back to right before queef.
Dude, the original vibrator experiments would make girls shit.
Oh, she's spraying.
That's when we learned to put it in the other hole.
Then we had to invent the butt plug. Yeah. To really plug that thing up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit is right.
All right, so let's do this.
All right, so women have accomplished a lot of things. Go ahead.
Wait, hot women get a ton of attention for Women's History Month. We want to celebrate some of the world's most deformed women. Is that what you want?
Yeah,
we have the top three most deformed women of
most
all
deformed
time.
Women. Are deformed. You one of them, Fatty?
Whoa, Lewis.
Jesus effing
that's
Christ.
That's two
dude.
Women over there. That's two women you Lewis. Just hurt.
Becky flew in for that.
You're psychotic.
She's glowing.
You're out of your goddamn tree.
It's so disrespectful to women. Just all right, fucking... Alex, show us these freaks.
Okay, first we have Lizzie Velasquez.
Oh, I remember this psycho.
Oh, boy.
Her deformity is being Puerto Rican.
I think she's...
So her condition is actually so rare that they named it after her. It's called Velasquez syndrome, and it's made her
body... Oh, she's got Velasquezitis?
That's got to be a bad feeling when the doctors come in and tell you that your disease is your name.
Yeah.
Like, that's how
worst.
Clueless they are to
it's
how they
her
can
and
help
Garrig.
You.
Oh, Jesus. What is her disease?
She has a rare genetic disorder that prevents her from building and storing any fat on her body whatsoever. So
Dave
what...
Smith has this disease.
I feel like this is like...
Oh, I bet she got a big dick.
She got fucking Dave Smith disease?
Yeah.
Oh, she got eyes like Josh.
She has Josh
eyes. Like Josh and a body like Dave. Okay, she's got hot hair like Karen. Like
she got big fake titties?
She's like the
it's
real...
If you put Dave, Karen, and Josh into a machine, this is what would come
is
out.
Is it like a dryer?
Yeah.
It's AI art of the three of us.
By the way, this lady is the zombie on the pack of cigarettes.
She looks like the real housewife of like disabilities.
She should have a flourishing acting career of some sort. Just be like, you're the corpse or whatever.
She has no belly button. Like, she
Look
was just made in a laboratory.
Hot little Paco boyfriend.
Okay, Paco. No,
let's go,
bad.
Paco. That's how, Paco, that's your.
That guy's into that, too.
Goal.
You can tell.
Can I tell you something? If you put your dick in her mouth, you deserve what you get.
Oh, man.
You knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
You don't use that mouth to put a dick in. You open cans with that.
You're going to have to tell people that's eczema.
That guy was digging graves probably and then came across her and was like, an alive one. Look at it.
Oh, no. I feel like if you slide the picture, the next one's going to be a video of her going, ah!
All right.
Oh, evil.
You guys.
All right. And then the next one is Victoria Wright. Who is this?
So Victoria Wright was born with something called cherubism, which is a rare genetic condition that's associated with variable degrees of abnormal bony overgrowth.
Can I be honest with you? I thought she was just from Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought this looks like the old booker from New York.
That's a big old Polish face, man. That's all. That's a fucking knockwurst chef.
She just lives in Cheektowaga. That's all.
Nah, this girl, yeah. Nah, dude, that's fucking straight
up. That's deformed? I mean,
nah, come on. She's a Polish lady.
Yeah, it's weird here, honestly.
She just makes pierogies. That's all.
No, dude, I bet this woman's got hands that'll flip pierogies. And, I mean,
I'll tell you right now, John Jones could knock this bitch out.
Oh, for sure.
She got a chin for days.
Oh, I'm telling you, you can do it. You can cage kick this chick and she's going to shake it off like you blew a kiss in her face.
Yeah, like I'm pretty confident John Jones could take her down and probably submit her, but I don't think he's knocking her out.
Now, look, aside, I put a lot of attention on the jaw. The fact that her eyes live outside of her head is different. But I can get used to that, knowing for sure that, man, look at that clip. She looks like Stan from American Dad.
This isn't real.
Good morning, USA.
I got a feeling that it's going to be a wonderful day. Francine, you're right. It looks like what Francine and Stan's kids should look like.
I mean, that could have been in a worse place, you know? It could have been on her forehead. She looked like fucking a Klingon or something.
Oh, I thought you meant in a location place. Like, look, she seems to be in a nice
little place. Oh, yeah.
This is like... They let her out
for the day.
Yeah, it looks like she lives in the woods like a fucking Bigfoot. This is a sighting. This isn't a picture.
A great quality photo as well. It's like, I mean, what did she think was happening when they took this photo? She's like, you guys aren't going to make fun of me, right? Exactly. Swear. Exactly.
This is not to display my prominent chin, is it?
She goes, you really want to catch me in that sunlight?
You sure it's not got a glare on it? You sure?
All right, the last one
is... Do you think maybe her face isn't big and her lips and eyes and everything are small?
The last one is Khadijah Khatun.
So she suffers from something called neurofibromatosis.
Oh, my God. Okay. She got a pussy on her face.
Yeah. Is that a person? You saved the best for last, for sure.
Yeah, the first one doesn't seem that bad.
I can't tell what I'm looking at.
I'd fuck the other two in a heartbeat. This looks like a Play-Doh mistake.
Where's her face?
That's the ear. And then I'm just like,
I got the hair. I can see the hair.
And then, okay, so
well,
chest,
there's the labia.
There's a toe.
Where's the clip?
Pretend. I still can't.
There's an acorn. There's two big cartoon mouths.
Are we playing? I went on a camping trip. What happened? I forgot what we were talking about.
Where are her eyes?
I'll tell you what. If you just take off that bottom glop of shit, she would look like a human cat.
Yeah, I was going to say like a rat. Oh, look at her mom. She's like, look what I made with my shitty pussy.
This is what happens when you give birth in elephant shit water.
Help us.
Where's Sally Strong? This one. Her daughter, oh, I swear to God, I just realized it's hand on her shoulder. I thought she had a thumb growing out of her face. I swear to God.
That wouldn't be surprising.
She looks like this is
my best looking child.
This is the one they put on camera.
She's actually pretty good looking for an Indian woman.
A lot of those girls getting throat fucked in the last montage there looked like that with the sacks on their faces.
That's an After a Bella Danger shoot photo.
Oh, yeah. Maybe, it looks like the guy's dick broke off in her mouth and his balls stayed behind, too.
Yeah, she just wore them off.
It looks like somebody put a piece of dynamite in her mouth and tricked her.
Oh, nice.
You're right.
She looks like she's always sad.
You're right. It looked like...
Chin up, lady. I mean, look on the bright side.
I hate to ask this, but did a crazy roadrunner give you a cigar that was actually a piece of dynamite? Because if he did you light it already? You lit it already, didn't you?
I mean, look, she's not attractive, but her attitude is what's bothering me right now. She's so fucking depressing. Fucking... Have a little bit of fun.
Yeah, twerk.
God really fucked up. He was like, should I make a girl? And he's like, nah, puddle.
She's got earrings, though, and that's cool.
I mean, stick her out in the yard and never scare away the crows.
I'll say always.
She's laughing right there. Look, she's having a fun time.
It's like Thanos.
I might be stoned, but it could also, if you guys got to take it from different perspectives, it could also be a roaring lion with a wig on.
Oh, God.
No?
Yeah, I see it.
Thank you.
We're going to start fucking.
Oh, it also kind of looks like a newspaper drawing of Artie Lang.
Maybe.
his nose is all smashed in.
It also looks like, now tell me if you see this, a gopher with a wig on its whole body eating a piece of messy steak or something. Do you guys see the gopher eating the steak?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's just...
Dude, let's play What Does Her Face Look Like? It's like clouds, dude.
Yeah, it's a Rorschach face.
Give me so many things.
She looks like she's on top of a building in Gotham City looking down. Batman's going to stand behind her. I mean,
the lion's back in town. I got to hit the rooftops.
Do you see the, kind of hipster lion that has, a Justin Bieber haircut?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Of course.
And the lion's roaring, right? Yeah, but almost smiling.
Yeah. It looks like cool Thanos. Yeah. It's with cool hair.
It's really
It reminds Lewis of, his mom pass out on the couch after a night, a night out.
Aeronautics don't go out, you dumb dickhead.
That's why she was on the couch.
It's a night in.
Go back to it. Go back to it. Tell me, do you see this? Do you see upside down sleeping bat and just everything else is cave with a wig on it? You guys see the bat?
We should have did dabs and then saw it. Looked
I
at
wish
her
I
face.
Wore my glasses.
You don't have dabs, man.
There are dabs, Jake.
My black girlfriend's like, can't give you dabs anymore. Guys, Raquanda says I can't give you free dabs anymore.
She cut him off.
She stay getting pissed.
Raquanda.
Why you let the boy smoke all your dabs?
You ain't got no respect for yourself, motherfucker.
Yeah. I came home from a long day at the syrup factory.
That's her job.
She works at the syrup factory. It's not Aunt Jemima's, you racist. Log cabin.
Even more racist.
That's the best thing ever is that they took away Aunt Jemima. They were like, yeah.
That was literally, that was the accomplishment of 2020 Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. They took away Aunt Jemima, and then the Jemima family was like, no, but we like her being this mascot.
Yeah, he goes, that's my great-great-grandmother.
You mean to tell me these checks are going to stop rolling in?
She's a slave bitch, and we're taking her off.
The only thing that got us through those hard times were her pancakes.
Seeing her great-grandmom's face on the pancakes. Gonski. That was uncomfortable. All three of those women, man, they were, you really went in 3-2-1, huh? The champ went last. Oh. That's the headliner for sure.
I mean, people will give us shit, but it's easy to honor pretty women on Women's History Month, you know?
Yeah.
We honored these ladies.
And we did. I do think we are these ladies.
Well done. I applaud you guys. Really you. Well done.
It was pretty brave what we did.
Thinking
we
outside the box.
Maybe we should do some plugs, Lewis?
Plug it up.
Plug it up. Plug it up. Let's go around the room. Mr. Potter, plug all your stuff.
The Josh Potter Show every Wednesday now up on my YouTube channel. Go subscribe. Going to be in the East Coast come the summertime, so keep your eyes peeled to my Instagram at Josh_Potter, and I'll have all the dates posted soon.
That's how Josh has to look at Instagram with his eyes peeled.
He's like, I have to peel my eyes every morning. Literally. To peel back a
few
film.
Layers. He goes, well, there's yesterday's gunk. Gone.
I could probably sell that shit, Josh.
I have to peel back my eyes every morning.
I'm going to be in Ohio at the end of March. I'm going to be at Hilarities and The Attic. And check out my podcast, Only Fans. New episodes every Friday.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Great Karen Fian.
Lewis?
A lot of live stuff coming up this weekend. I'll be at the Yonkers Comedy Club. Next weekend, I'll be at American Comedy Company. Zach's coming to Yonkers. And then Chris from Brooklyn will be with me in San Diego. And then a lot of other stuff coming up. St. Louis, Houston, Lafayette, Louisiana, Salt Lake City, go to lewisofskanks.com, grab those tickets. A lot of other stuff being added, including Detroit, Grand Rapids, Chicago, Nashville. Subscribe to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. Get all of the shows uncensored, ad-free, all in one place. Nearly 1,000 episodes of Legion of Skanks. And we just started a brand new YouTube channel that will likely be stricken probably very soon. But...
Yeah, try to cut out that whole porn compilation.
Yeah, why not? Keep it in, right,
Oh,
Alex?
I don't know. That was empowering.
YouTube.com/@LegionPod, right? Yeah, put that in the fucking show notes.
We've come up with every combination of Legion. Yep.
But make sure you guys
Jacob, what are you leaving me out for?
Listen, make sure you guys go subscribe to that right now because we just started it.
and all the new free episodes. If you guys are watching this for free or listening for free, they will be available there.
Davey?
This weekend, Pottstown, Pennsylvania, Soul Joel's Comedy Club. Come on out. Got Robbie the Fire Bernstein coming with me. Five stand-up shows and a live Part of the Problem podcast. And then March 24th, 25th, 26th, back at the Comedy Connection in Providence. Got the Albany Funny Bone, Zanies in Chicago coming up, Side Splitters in Tampa, Florida, and Wise Guys in Salt Lake City, and the Syracuse Funny Bone all coming up. Bunch of stuff. And then, of course, this summer in August, the first ever Legion of Skanks theater run.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be going all over the place. So go grab that. ComicDaveSmith.com for all my tickets and dates and shit. And Part of the Problem right here at the Gas Digital Network.
Nice. BigJComedy.com for all my dates, everybody. This weekend, Stamford, Connecticut. Of course, as Dave did say, the fucking Legion of Skanks tour is coming this year. And I'm very excited about that. Hopefully, we'll get some more dates added to that. But this weekend, Friday, Stamford, Connecticut. Make sure you come check me out there. Louisville Comedy Club after that. Comedy at the Carlson in Rochester. Spokane Comedy Club. I'm all over the place. West Nyack. Detroit House of Comedy. Moon Tower Comedy Festival. It's all leading up to and including the release of my special April 5th. Dog Belly live from Skankfest. Very fucking excited for that to be coming out for you guys. It's done. It's done editing. Now we just got to see if YouTube kicks us off. very excited for that, though. Yeah, and of course, check out the SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network and the new Bonfire with me and Robert Kelly now four days a week live, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103. Damn, no one gave a shit. The new Bonfire. All right. Okay.
Dude.
Bobby is his first day today as official co-host. It was awesome.
It's great.
Fucking great. Great. So funny.
Just him trying to be Phil Soder's shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, dude. I'm Macho Man, dude. Yeah, exactly. Hey, snap dude, it to a Slim Jim, dude.
I get no respect, dude. It's Rodney, dude. We did actually a favorite episode. We did one of the last Soder episodes. We did two episodes. We went to Dan Soder's Voice Academy where we all tried. Christine, maybe the best at some of them. Very surprising.
What voices did you do?
Oh, we tried them. We divvied them all up. We all tried Macho Man. We tried...
Karen, good. I want to hear your Macho Man.
Randy Macho Man Savage.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty good.
Nailed it.
That's it. You always tell somebody that it was doesn't really do impressions. When they do an impression, they just say the name of the person that they're doing.
It's me, I'm Macho Man.
I am Denzel Washington. Okay.
Look, it's Nailed me.
That was good.
Good job, Jake. Thanks for fucking finally. Thanks for finally jumping in and doing something.
I don't know.
I feel like picking on Jake today for some reason.
You're mad at him for rage trading? Going out.
Saying that while coughing made it extra special.
All right, let's take a moment and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is Yo Kratom over at YoKratom.com, the home of the $60 kilo.
Still rocking it, dude.
The best fucking deal for years now.
The housing market goes up and down. They never change.
Dude, the price of milk. A dozen eggs right now is like 20 fucking bucks.
I spent $3,000 on eggs this week.
It's crazy.
Dude, you know what I spent
grand,
on?
20 grand? Four avocados.
You know what I spent on Kratom? $120. I need a lot.
Two kilos.
Yeah. Wow, dude. For each nostril, dude.
Holy shit, dude. They have $60 kilos. If you guys are in the market for Kratom, you're over the age of 21 years old, you got to get it from YoKratom.com.
Can you snort Kratom?
Stop it, Jay. Don't snort Kratom.
I think the laws of physics would say yes, but, caution would say maybe not.
You should not do that. All right, YoKratom.com. All right, where were we? All right, you know what, ladies and gentlemen? It's time for another episode or another edition of Who's Most Justified Punching a Woman?
Punching a woman!
Hey, everybody, it's America's favorite game, Who's Most Justified Punching a Woman, celebrating a very important Women's History Month show, special edition. We bring you three videos to our guests. Videos of a woman being hit, just decked. and we have to decide for which video is the most justified. Now, we all agree, maybe none of them are justified.
Sure.
Can we put this? Can we put this in Braille for Josh?
Yeah. Can I get a readout on this? I'm going to need the audio.
But whether they're justified or not, definitely one of these videos
is
the most justified.
Logic would dictate that one of them has to be the most justified.
Of course.
Show me door number one. We're just deciding which one is.
Like, none of us here, no one here is like a murderous psychopath. But if you had to say which one at this table is the most...
It's obviously Lewis.
It's me.
Yeah, it's clearly.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it. I was trying to see if there was
He's
more.
He's probably
of a...
not going to murder, but he might murder.
Sure, okay.
But that wasn't even a close competition. It's I don't think you will murder anyone.
You guys brought up this game, and I was like, I hope you deleted all those videos.
You think you're going to be in there?
I never hit you, bitch.
Hey, I know.
You shut the fuck up. I know. Tell them I didn't hit you.
He goes, you know, she knew her place.
She was more worried because you would probably win the game then. Most justified.
That's true. Karen was very punchable.
No. She'll take no shit.
That's not true. She wasn't that crazy. You weren't that bad.
We were on coke.
We were on coke.
Show
on
me coke. I just ran into a door number one.
That was my favorite. That was my favorite Miami when everyone kept, we were all talking outside and I don't do coke and everybody kept going like, oh, Jay, it's a really great story. Hey, we're going to run upstairs real quick to the hotel room. And I go, okay. And then they come back down, and I'd be like, so anyway, where was I? And they go, oh, man, that was a billion laughs. Hey, oh, shit, I almost forgot. I have a lighter upstairs in the hotel room. So going back to the hotel room over and over again. I'm in the hotel room a lot.
Upstairs, we were all going, you think Jay's still telling that stupid story?
Holy shit. I bet he'll still be telling that story to a therapist years from now.
She'll probably fall asleep.
Hey guys, welcome back. Where was I at? So anyway, I was 13 years old.
Guys, I gotta get out of here. I gotta bring some of this coke to Jay's therapist. She's gonna need it.
She is snoozing out. We have our first episode, our first entry. Who's most justified? Oh.
Can we make it smaller?
This video is fantastic.
I mean, I can't.
Yeah. Is there a woman in the video?
Yeah.
Are we secretly testing?
Pause it. It's going too far without seeing it all.
It looks like I'm looking at a cock.
Is there no volume?
You can bring this up on YouTube, guys.
This feels like we're like giving Josh like a secret test to see if
really...
he can legally drive.
You bring this up on YouTube.
You're
for
doing
sure.
Great, though.
I'm just going to go, yeah, the first one.
Yeah, me too.
This is a lot. This is.
Can I also say, I have said in the past that our team should download the videos and play them, have it framed. It should be...
That's crazy talk.
We have a whole team.
The first most justifiable to hit a woman is Paco right now.
Paco, hit Alex right now for not doing her job.
No.
It's the only way she learns.
She's taking notes.
Wow, Alex, you cried because Becky showed up. You didn't cry when I gave you $500 for your fucking baby shower.
It's still only $5,
That I didn't even get invited to. No, I was going to send her the other $500, but then when I didn't get invited to her baby shower, I was like,
you're
you know
a
what,
guy.
Dude?
Oh, my
no,
God.
Dude. It doesn't matter. I don't see gender.
I would have loved to see the pictures, just you in amongst all the women. You're
Christine
the only guy
when I was home.
Best.
What?
Christine when I stayed home.
I know. It's fucked up, dude.
Why?
Why would anyone want Christine over you?
Oh, we had a great
time. I'm sure if she had to make a choice, but I mean, she's a girl.
She could have made a choice.
No.
We could have also showed up like Juana Man in wigs.
We could have Juana Man'd it, Alex.
We could have Juana Man the fucking
I'll be honest,
show,
Alex, it would have been nice if you gave us the option to at least Juana Man it. And you know what? Now I'm with Lewis. He's right. Think next time.
We would have dominated all of the fucking baby shower games.
Oh my God.
Just use all power and strength.
I'll tell you what,
I wrap myself in this toilet paper. Like, that wasn't a game.
Wouldn't one time in your life as a guy you want to get in like the bouquet throwing ceremony and I'll definitely get
just
it.
Just jump
throw
on
some bows.
Definitely me.
Throw some bows in there.
Without a doubt, I'm coming down all bows.
When Harrington came back, you know how the dad comes to the party? Like, all the, like, me, Corinne, Christine, Steve, Becky, we all clapped, but none of the friends and family did.
No. What's funny was they all clapped, and he was eating cake, I heard. He was eating the whole...
I said to him three times, like, stop eating.
Wait, Harrington was invited?
Are you out of your mind?
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah,
you wanted Harrington there more than me.
Why don't you understand how society works?
Nobody wanted Harrington more than
me.
That's
you
crazy,
understand
dude.
About events and
what
families?
Are you, Michael Bisping?
Also, note, no gay guys, I don't think, were there.
No.
No gays. No, well, it's an Italian family.
Yeah, you're not allowed to be a gay guy in that family.
What is happening?
You're a Jewish boy from Lakewood.
Oh, he always gets a champagne.
Kerm? Is that a thing, Jay?
Kerm Fian? Oh, she's right here, yeah.
Purim.
Purim.
All your fans are retarded.
For Purim.
Are you? Yeah, that's the champagne holiday.
It's just shitty champagne.
Dude, it's brut.
Nah, dude, that's brut. That's the good stuff.
Yeah, my dad used to wear that.
Thank you, dude. Just fucking around. You're the man.
Thank you. Right. Happy Purim.
Happy Purim, dude.
Is that the one where you're supposed to build little houses?
Are you supposed to pour him some of the champagne?
That's what I was saying. Who's pour him the champagne? It's just going to sit there.
There's coming.
We're literally not going to.
Let's watch these fucking women get hit.
Yeah.
Huh?
Do we get the first one up on YouTube?
Yes, we do.
Let's see.
So.
You know what I like about her smaller?
So this lady keeps banging a guy's legs with her.
With her shopping cart.
On purpose.
Wait, hold on. I
don't
see
think
any
so.
Of that.
But I mean, she's just like dicking around on her phone. So he picks up an insane feat of
holy shit.
Oh my God.
This is unbelievable.
Are you fucking out of
what
your mind?
What the fuck?
Who's fired? Who's fired? Who's fucking fired?
They blurred the best part. Like,
are you fucking,
I've watched
are,
it
are we
YouTube.
Watching a Japanese porn?
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
So what did he do? He pulled.
You'll see it. There's video of it. I've watched this 30 times.
I can tell what he did from the context of it.
Yeah. I've watched it 30 times.
That's the thing about the blurred Japanese porn. It's like, we know a dick's going in.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
this is I don't think this podcast is going to survive Alex's maternity leave. Mm. She's been out of her station, and things have been a problem.
She's
already.
Next to them.
Alex, we're going to need you to come in. This is a breastfeeding-friendly environment.
Stop rooting for your friends to fail, Alex, and help them more.
Yeah, Alex, you can breastfeed right in front of us.
Yeah. It's your world.
If you want. Like, if that's the thing you're into.
You got to get a breastfeed cam going.
We don't care. It's beautiful.
Or you could pump while you're here. That's cool.
I've seen Harrington recently. He could probably handle the breastfeeding.
Yeah. Oh, you could probably get Harrington a wet nurse. Harrington could probably sympathy wet nurse for a while.
Wait a minute. Did we figure out if we're eating your placenta or not?
We're not.
We're not. Your mom said no?
Well, I mean, I'm not really all for it either, honestly. I just feel like you guys are going to judge the taste of me and stuff. It's.
Why did you just make it hot? It wasn't a hot exercise before. But now that we're going to judge the taste of you, that's pretty fucking
hot. That was a weird way to put it. I'll say.
She's right.
Are all you guys going to taste me individually?
Yeah.
I'm going to be in all of your mouths.
Yeah.
Like succulent.
Do you guys want to taste, Alex? I tasted you today. Hey, Harrington, remember when all three of us tasted your
wife? Tasted your wife.
You guys could taste my breast milk. I'll like pour a little out for you.
Can we suck directly on your tits?
What's wrong?
Alex, shut up.
Oh, can me and Lewis do a game where we both suck on your tits and spit into a double dare?
Yeah, double dare. Yes. Come on, Alex. That'd be so fun, dude. And whoever gets it above the line first wins. That'd be awesome.
Like, why did YouTube take you guys down? I don't know. We do this double dare tits thing. They're so fucking lame.
And then we'll put a flag up one of Dave's nostrils.
You gotta get right. Mark Summers to come
Alex,
to the commentary.
Before
he's not doing anything.
Alex, before you say no, you get to slime the loser.
Absolutely, you do.
No? Nothing?
The right. Flag up Dave's nose.
Dude, what? We'd have so much fun with Alex's body parts and fluids if she would just allow us.
God, why will you never allow us to have fun with your parts and fluids?
She's so uptight.
Can I have another dab?
Do we have this video?
Yeah, we have the video.
Do we? All right. Can we see? It started from the beginning because I didn't even see what the woman was doing.
So here's the woman.
You're not going to see that much. She's just like up his ass. She's
up his ass.
She's on her phone.
Okay, I see.
She keeps banging into him. And he's getting annoyed
He's like, bitch, stop
banging
me. And
instead of saying something, he's fucking falling down as
psycho. Is
this
like a Home Depot?
Holy
like
shit. Shit.
No, it's like a Costco thing. Yeah, with those
and
kind of fucking things.
She's like, oh, I'll cut. No.
Holy shit.
Wow.
She didn't even notice it was a thing.
Nope.
She didn't even see
he had
grabbed that.
She was so on her phone.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Everyone's like,
I love it.
I love the reaction at the end. Everyone's
that's,
like,
that's.
I wanted to do this to a lady at the dog park today who like let her dog fucking jump. Oh my god,
that creamed her.
All right, hold on.
She's like, I love all the people that just walk up to him going like, "What the fuck, dude?"
Couple things. Number one, the part that hit her was a soft basket side. It wasn't the metal side. It wasn't the corner. Hit her with the one side you're going to want to get hit with.
Buddy, that thing is so heavy.
It has give, that part.
That part has a little bit of give.
It's traveling with the weight.
She cleaned her out.
By the way, you're also wrong.
She's crumbling.
By the way, you're also wrong. He's hitting her with the bottom Yes, look. Look where it flipped in the air.
No, look.
I'm looking.
Right there. No.
Oh, Jay's right. Jay is right.
Watch the wheels.
Look where the wheels are.
He pushes it towards her.
Oh, yeah.
He does wheel her.
Oh, man. He wheels her right in the head.
Right in the fucking face.
Back into the left.
In the history of this game, this is the first time I've seen someone who wasn't at all justified.
Oh, really?
That's
the angle? I thought it was massively justified.
Really?
I mean,
I'm really happy that happened to her.
Can we watch the footage of the nuisance again?
It's just the fact that she's so fucking unaware, and like, he's obviously on the edge, but like, but don't you ever just want to fucking do that to somebody?
Yeah, this guy's buying fucking 7-gallon bags of cereal.
Right then, she should have been like, "Something's up," but she's like,
"Yeah, she's like, that's weird. Where's the guy in front of me going?"
Yeah, he went to go get it.
She moved up into his space more.
She's like,
I didn't realize she even cut up in front of him. She goes, I guess you're not going to stand behind your cart?
Yes, and he's like, wait a minute.
Well, that man must be saying something to her the whole time beforehand, right?
Yeah, did he just silently do that?
She's so oblivious. Well, I think he can't believe it. She didn't at least know it was going to sort of happen.
Like, he was like,
put your hands up, dummy.
I like that you made the point, Josh, though, but all the other dudes who rush up to her, they're all just kind of like, dude, we get it, but, you know, come on, chill.
Yo. Yeah, everyone's just kind of like, yo.
Like, okay, we saw it. She came at you, but, you know, don't like.
Did he hit her with her cart? Did she hit him with his cart?
She was bumping.
Did she hit him with her cart?
In the back of his legs.
That's what I wanted to know. I couldn't tell.
I didn't actually see her bump. Jay, you keep saying this. I didn't see on the video him actually get bumped with the cart at all.
Yeah, you see it.
And also,
she assaulted him first.
She's not paying attention.
She's not paying attention. She keeps like banging. Like the bottom thing keeps hitting his like legs or something.
I don't see that.
His shirt.
I don't see any of that.
He's like, hey, you know what? I'll call you right back.
He's like, hey, I gotta go throw a cart at a bitch.
I
gotta go fucking brain this girl with a fucking shopping cart.
I gotta help this little lady. It's the way I bet her head hit the ground too. Like she was all lopsided in her neck.
Yeah, she had that thing where when UFC fighters get knocked out and their leg goes all wacky too. Yeah. Like her leg was under her for a while.
I wonder what the person on the phone what it sounded like to them.
Oh, I get it.
It's like this fucking guy is going to get a cart right now. He's calling it over his head. That's weird. By the way, I did not see any clear indication that she hit him with her cart.
Also, I need to know if he, motherfucked her before he threw the cart. If he was, like, just going, like, you stupid fucking bitch, stop bumping me. And she's like,
it looks like he looked at her. It looks like he looked at her and she just
did it. It seems like he looked at her, made no sound, said nothing, quietly proceeded to go grab a cart.
I don't know how you can quietly lift one of those things. First of all, pretty impressive feet. Those are those big fucking,
Costco
carts.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because of the life I've lived, but, like, you know when somebody wants to hit you.
You should.
Somebody wants to ruin your joke.
That's a wild one. All right, that's number one.
Well,
we have to talk it all out. But number two. Video number two.
We knew we were doing another one.
Okay, so from what I get from this one, these three in the front are having an altercation. And the person filming, I believe, is with the fourth person who's on the right of the screen right now. So
is that the woman?
Yes, that's the woman is wearing black. Okay. There's a few women, we're paying attention to the woman wearing black.
Oh, what is she picking up?
These guys are fighting, and she pulls out a taser.
Ooh.
To try to tase the guy.
What did he say?
Just before I hit you in your shit.
Him!
she does that thing, the zombie arms.
Oh, oh my
that's...
God. Get up, Kim. Get up, Kim.
Oh my Tank, God. Dude. Tank Abbott versus that Hawaiian guy.
Get
remember?
Up, Kim. Get up, Kim.
Now, I will say he did warn her.
He did. Multiple times, I'd say.
So that chick had a taser out? I'm sorry. The yes. projector is also the worst quality it's ever been today. So it's hard to see.
I think it's
videos.
A very dark video also.
Audio. Wait a minute. Was that Jake's girlfriend?
Racist. Yeah, the girl wearing black who got knocked out is the person who brought the taser into the situation. Yeah.
Well, that is...
You gotta do what you gotta do, right?
He did say, I will...
He's not in a thing with her, by the way. He's trying to, like, stop those girls from fighting.
And also,
like.
One of those little tasers, all does it, it'll kind of make you jump. We did it to each other on the show. It's
no,
hilarious.
I've had one. Yeah, it's fun.
Well, was it like... I didn't see the thing at all. Was it like a taser gun?
Who knows? Or
like,
whatever it was, she's swinging, like... Either way... She's brandishing it like she's trying. She's coming at him. He's not. He wasn't in a thing with her.
Yeah, but once you bring a weapon of any kind, even a taser, sure. It's almost you're a dude now. That's basically yeah. my
woman with taser equals dude.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
taser equals dude.
Yeah, because pre that you can't kill me. Probably goes, like you're a woman.
Anyway, I was raped. He goes, "Did you have a taser?"
Well, then you're just a dude.
He goes,
who got raped.
And I would not go in front of that jury. I would not go in front of that jury if I were you.
Well, I mean, woman pulls out a weapon, it's on. Like,
it depends on what kind of weapon, too.
It does
if
on
it's
the weapon.
Like a knife, it's
if
like...
it's her keys and her fingers.
Now, yeah. a knife.
No, dude, she hits you with that, it'll take your fucking
keys,
eye out, dog.
Keys don't count the same. But they're not. But knife, taser, you have the right to punch that chick as if it was a dude trying to fight you.
I think weapon aside, he did tell her. I'll punch your face or whatever.
I'll hit you in your shit.
I'll hit you in your shit. Yes, exactly.
He made it sound cooler than you
he says,
I did. I know. That's where I through my translator, that's what I heard. Yeah.
I thought he, like, she tased somebody, and I thought he said, she's got some E.T. shit.
But you don't know a black people.
The thing is, he did warn her. Now, if we heard the audio in the last video, and the guy was like, I'm going to throw a shopping cart into your fucking face.
It does, a warning does take some steam out of it.
Exactly. I might even side with the other guy.
I've had this conversation with my wife before where she's talked about...
like, I'm going to punch you in your face, bitch.
I'm
like,
I'm going to hit you in your shit.
If you come at me with a taser, I will punch you like a man. She's talking about weapons like... This is what women do. They go like, maybe I should have a taser or pepper spray. And it's like, look, you either have a gun or you run. Those are your two options.
Dave Rhymes, no matter what.
Gun or you run. Let's have some fun. But you know what I'm saying? Like, don't ever, like, the idea that you, under any real circumstance, would go after a man with, like, a knife or a taser or something like that.
Who's not going at you.
Well, that's
defending yourself.
But I'm saying, even defending yourself, I'm saying you either have a fucking gun or just get the hell out of there.
If you don't have a machine gun, lay down and let him take you. I'm telling you right now.
Just get it over with. Let's go.
A handgun will probably do the trick. Yeah. But
maybe
have a gun.
How horny is he?
But don't, like, this isn't, this is what a lot of these videos, what always gets me is like, what is this chick? It's like the confidence of a chick to be walking over with a little taser toward a man who's like, what do you think's going to happen in this situation? You really see yourself winning?
Yeah.
She's like, I watched a lot of videos. It's worked on some cows.
Like, what? Anyway, that guy was pretty damn justified.
Yeah, he warned her. He was
he's definitely
he
winning.
He was kind of defending himself.
He's definitely winning the thing, without a doubt. Number three.
So this was in the news recently.
I saw this one.
This is his teacher, and she took his Nintendo Switch.
Oh, my God.
The teacher's on the ground.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Pause it.
Back
he's
that up.
He's punching her in the arm.
No, it's rib shots.
It's pretty bad.
She took his Nintendo Switch.
Let me see. Hold on. Play it again. Rewind it.
Did she take it and say the N-word or something? Because...
is it a black kid? I thought it was a big, fat Indian kid.
What generation Nintendo Switch was it?
LED what? Screen, motherfucker.
How did she get ragdolls?
Why does
so
she look
quickly?
Like a 16-year-old dude?
Why are his pants off?
Why does she look like Jake? Is that Jake and his girlfriend fighting?
Crack-a-miko, help.
Oh, he's still kicking her.
Oh, mad. Great. The fucking fat bottoms.
Is he retarded?
He must be sort of like mentally challenged.
He's probably just
Oh, wow.
They blurred his face, so it must be.
He's a retarded kid.
He has special needs, yeah.
Oh, well, you can't.
He did have that energy about
play it
like,
again.
The way
play
he
that
fought.
One again.
So does that clear him of all non-justification?
No, it depends how retarded. You
how
know?
Retarded is he?
What percentage retarded, Alex?
It's a gigantic black retarded person.
Alex, what's he coming up on the tard meter?
Can we get a calculation?
Can we see the 23 go to the picture of him? Filing your tax
return is different. Yeah. An advertisement for TurboTax.
Are you retarded in your taxes?
Brendan Deepa.
I love Nintendo.
Why would you take his Nintendo?
I hate school. Me love Nintendo.
Oh, my God, dude.
I keep getting him kittens. They keep disappearing.
Yeah. If they didn't stop him, he would have bit her face off.
The only way to stop him is to, ironically, is to throw giant barrels at him.
I think this is like Siegfried and Roy. I mean, if you're dancing with the devil in there, you can't fucking take
that
Nintendo Switch.
Thinking?
Is that
what
another retarded
thinking?
Kid? Who is that?
That's the teacher.
And no, her son, but who probably. Is... It looks just like her.
If you work at Marineland, the orca's going to eat you eventually. You
know? Like, do you think hold that on, he, can you go back to this back. Picture? Because what is going he, on? Does this kid, is that a leg or an elbow?
It's,
like,
it's
what
like
is
his
under
wrist.
His
shit? It's his pointy little
he's
wrist.
He's got a crazy wrist, Dave.
He has that, like, whatever, like...
it looks like
name?
There's a whole other leg.
I know.
Out of his elbow.
I have to believe his pinky starts right at the edge of that picture.
Yeah.
If not, it's getting into like, do you remember the cab driver in Total Recall when he showed what a mutiny was? It looks like he has that arm.
I can't believe that we let these people kill Jesus. That's crazy. It's like psychotic.
Are they Jewish?
Look at them. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's why.
Oh my fucking, are they Jewish?
You think that's why she tried to steal his fucking video games?
Ooh, this is worth a pretty penny.
Yes, I'll sell this at my father's pawn shop. Sorry, Schwarzes. Give me all of your electronics. They move quick. You didn't airbrush the outside to personalize it, did you? I know you're a flashy people. I let little Shecky here keep one, loaded with the games. The other ones we take to the swap meet.
Yeah, that's also how the Jews killed Jesus. They were like, we got him up on the crucifix, and we just got his Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, what, by the way, what's with all the loose sneakers in the back seat of the car? She got a side business going? She also had refurbished Jordans.
Dude, her stealing his Nintendo Switch to sell it.
Mine now. I said don't pull it out in class. Now it belongs to me.
Do you think anyone's going to believe you? I think not.
I'll play this while my husband's talking and talking. Ring,
dude. That's how the movie The Blind Side should have gone.
One day he just turned on her. She goes, look, I am your mother and I have to punish you. I'm taking away your Nintendo Switch. Ah! She's fucking smashing the whole house apart. Ah! Sandra Bullock me! Take favorite things!
Yeah, someone's going, good for him. He could be an MMA guy.
I know,
guy.
The problem is you need another special needs kid to come out here so they could talk to each other.
He starts heel kicking her.
Yeah. She's not done
he
yet.
Knocked her out with the first like push.
You got my Nintendo Switch.
A couple more.
She's got my Nintendo Switch. No, Nintendo Switch. Pants off. Pants down. Nintendo Switch. Luigi's Mansion. Put my pants back on Nintendo Switch.
Oh yeah.
It's gonna be one of those things when they show that they're gonna show the interview footage later, and he keeps going. Can I have my Nintendo Switch back now?
Yeah.
Sure, kid. Just tell us, why did you try to kill that lady? And why did your pants jump off them? So, do you have cartoon pants that get sad if you do bad things?
He really is retarded because all the first shots are just at her ribs.
By the way,
he's just angry and not even thinking.
Yeah. In fairness to him, though, she went unconscious from just the fucking under the pad shot.
That's what I'm saying. Look,
that's a classic offensive lineman move. She should have been unconscious.
Dude, he threw her and she went head first into the ground. Watch it again. Do the rewind thing on this over and over again. That's kind of fun.
That's true.
Whoa.
Tables, ladders, and chairs.
Yeah.
Devon, get the chairs. Get the tables.
Dude, he hit her like a fucking truck, dude. Look at her.
Can I tell you something? That's a 15-yard gain from the running back behind
that
block.
Block
that's easy 15 yards. You have to get a fucking D-back on that guy.
At least
pants came off. He hit her so hard. Blow!
Move that ball to the 45-yard line.
You can take solace in knowing that she did not experience any of this.
No, yeah, that's fine.
Wait a second. Is it pants came off?
No.
Or did he have a denim jacket around his waist? Coat.
No, it's the shorts.
No, he had a denim jacket around his waist.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Who wears a denim jacket and shorts? What a dildo.
A retarded kid who pees his pants a lot.
Fair enough. And is very weirdly attached to his fucking Nintendo Switch.
Yes.
He calls it his dad. His real dad left when he realized that kid was never going to dunk a ball.
Well. All right, so who's most justified?
At the end of the day, though, that lady's job was probably to medicate him, and she failed.
Yeah, she failed. She's, for sure.
There's a little bit of an interesting thing here because, like, we really don't know how retarded that guy is. Is he just like, could he plead, like, fucking, exactly. You know,
so retarded?
His defense attorney is
second degree goofball.
He's pleading that he's not mentally competent to stand trial because he has been arrested for this and is being held on like $1 million bail.
Your Honor, we're going to plead retarded.
Yeah. I'd like to put in the silly fee. The silly
$1 million bail. He's like, that's a lot of Nintendo Switches.
He's like, pocket change, dude. Mom, write a check.
They could probably get him to confess to a lot of other murders just by keep giving him shit.
So they got the West Memphis 3. They just got the retarded one in the room. That retarded kid's the reason they were there for 20-some years was because they were just like, after like 18 hours, they were like, did you do it? He's like, yes. Like, what'd you tell me to say?
We'll let you watch WrestleMania if you say that. Yeah.
Literally, he was like, okay, I cut off their penises and put them in their mouths. Can I go home now and call my dad?
Give this kid a Nintendo Switch. It sounds like he won't even know he's in jail.
Oh, he'll be fine. Yeah. Dude, this kid will do 10 years on his fucking stand on his head if you give him a Nintendo Switch.
Put him in the hole. He doesn't give a shit where he is.
Dude,
what if they give him a Switch but no charger? The first time it does, he goes, wait.
Where am I?
Jimmy, make bad decision. Jimmy, make a bad decision.
She goes, a local retarded boy fought his way out of prison. He beat up everyone in his path.
He ate a tunnel through the stucco.
What if he only played the boxing game on it? That's how he got so good at beating up teachers.
I mean, I guess if I had to... I mean, look, number two was clearly the most justified.
Yeah.
A woman came out and pulled a weapon on him. He gave her a very black warning. She didn't heed the warning. And he fucking laid her out. That's got to be the most justified of this batch.
And it was very dark. We don't really know what happened.
Yeah. What are we, the city prosecutors? Josh?
You see those two dorks walking by that are wearing masks?
Hey, nerds.
Where's the mask anymore? While I think the second man was very justified in that he did warn her and it was in defense, I have to go with the court of law and go with the retarded man. And
you're assigning him.
Yeah, I cannot.
Oh, somebody
hold him accountable.
Has retarded thing bias. I understand.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, dude.
Yeah. You don't want
to
get
we're
no
trying to make this fair.
As a retard, I'd like to hope that I can get away with some things down the road.
You don't want to get into a fight with this guy when you park in the same spots next to each other at the mall.
I got to stick with the community.
Yeah, and you're super close parking spot.
I don't need the community calling me out on the comments.
You have to square off in front of a Chili's in Iowa.
Like an elected selection for the group.
Karen, what do you think here?
Oh, I think the second lady got hit with the shopping cart.
We just lost girls.
That's the first one.
The first one. Shopping cart girl.
Yeah.
You're saying that's most justified.
Yeah.
Any rationale?
I just feel like if you're not paying attention, you should expect to get hit with something.
A shopping cart, though. That's quite a thing to get hit with.
Well, all right. Listen, if it was the park, it'd have been a rock.
She did have, like, I'm standing in the road and a car's about to hit me energy, you know? Like,
all right. Okay, I got to say it's pretty, to me it's pretty obvious. Yeah, whatever that kid was, I can't just say that kid's fun. Well, he's retarded, so he could just pummel a teacher like a fucking chimpanzee. So, I mean, that's just what it is. It was that kind of a fucking crazy beating.
Core values, I guess? Jesus Christ, dude.
Sorry, Lewis. I guess I'll be accepting my real ass dude of the month award. I just think he did know better than that. And that second one was a guy who did warn a lady and she kept going at him when he wasn't doing anything to her.
And if you've ever had somebody come at you with one of those tasers, dude, it's very unnerving.
Sure.
Talk on it, Lewis.
You know, ever had one of those?
Jogging.
You ever had a woman coming at you with one of those tasers, and you're like, "I told you, stay in the basement."
Where'd you get that taser from? My box of tasers down there.
Sounds like
every woman you've ever defeated as your trophy. Do you kill them and take their tasers and put them in a box?
Do you know how unnerving a rape whistle is?
Oh my God! Oh. Try getting a boner through that. I dare you.
Lewis thinks unnerving means annoying. This is the most annoying ring.
It means horny.
Oh shit! I'm going with number two.
All right, sure. So we got two twos, a one, and a three. Lewis, what do you got?
You can throw it to the audience.
Well, if it's a tie,
yeah,
if you go
tie,
with one
if
of them,
you go with any of them.
I mean, look, I got to tell you right now, I got to agree with my Legion of Skanks brothers. That guy, he warned her. She came at him with a weapon. She was black. There's so many different variables here that make it justified. I really don't understand how it's a competition. Ladies and gentlemen, your winner, number two. That bitch was justifiably punched. Not only was it most justified, I feel like it was genuinely justified.
I just say, listen, I know we had some disagreements at this table, but I think we can all agree that it's nice that as a society, we take a month to honor women.
I agree.
You know? I just didn't know we were playing these games like in earnest.
Oh, yeah. No, we take this very seriously. Okay.
What'd you just say?
Nothing, dude.
All right.
Beat it, Karen.
Sorry.
Well, don't yet. We have one more thing. Don't beat it just yet. In more women's history. These women's issues we're taking up today.
The whole month we're doing all women's stories.
That's incredible, you guys.
This is, and Lewis, you pointed this one out. Lewis, Lizzo sang Du Hast during one of her performances.
That's hilarious.
Was the crowd puzzled? Yeah. We are ready.
Du Hast, bitch.
Is she saying Du Hast, bitch? Du Hast, bitch.
Du Hast mashed potatoes. Like, my friend Zach Amico looks like that. We all talk about how he's going to die soon. Yeah. Why do we have to celebrate this bitch?
She's going to the lyrics, man.
Like, all of her friends going, no, Lizzo, you're seriously going to die. You need to fucking chill.
It's pretty impressive that she can jump.
It's impressive for what, the stage?
Well, that's not even that's not a strobe light. That's the electricity giving out.
I mean, it's... I don't know.
What the hell is going on in the world?
She's having fun with gay people, I think.
I mean, also, Wood... Wood smash Lizzo for the story. It'd be hilarious.
I bet she throws down.
I mean, she throws down, dude. She's.
I'm telling you, her inner thighs are nothing like the color of her outer thighs. Just go in knowing that, and you'll be fine. Also, I have a feeling on her legs and ass area, you're going to be able to see a lot of black dots that are just pores that are being blown open to the surface.
Come on, Jay.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, you guys haven't fucked a lot of fats. I have. These are things you see.
Are you calling them pores because she's black? You're fucked up, dude.
Hey, now you read into that. That was you. Did the crowd ever sing along with that? There's no way, right?
What do the words of Du Hast mean? Do you know?
It's you hate me.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah.
White power,
well,
white power
wrong.
Me.
It was the Holocaust didn't happen. Hitler had some good ideas. Right? Am I right?
The Jews and the blacks deserve to die. We can all agree on that, right?
Enough with the Asians already.
Dude, they are the most racist sounding band ever.
Yeah, no, without
now I want to see Du Hast cover all the single ladies. I'm great with that,
Rammstein.
Or Rammstein, rather.
Yeah, the Hava Nagila, the most biggest irony. Thank you so much, Josh Potter, Karen Feehan, for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
Only Feehan's podcast, The Josh Potter Show. Catch them both on tour, and we will catch you guys later this week on our Zoom episode. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up a magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You blue?
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.